Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So much for tuning into this episode of Worst First. We have quite a treat today. I'm actually so excited because I used to follow, I still follow you on Twitter. I started following you on Twitter.
Oh, great.
Because I was like, she's so pretty. And I started following her. We have Lee Raven here today. She's an adult actress, a porn performer, you said? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, porn performer, adult actress, and yeah, and just all around. And you can find her online as Lee Raven on Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, Lee Raven X.
Lee Raven X, and you have OnlyFans too, right?
Yes, join my OnlyFans.
Join her OnlyFans, guys. I'm already like trying to get you them to join. I'm like, we haven't even seen a titty. Just kidding. We're not even going to see a titty. This has to be on YouTube. But no, I'm so excited to have you here because I was telling you before we got started, I grew up in like a super Catholic family, and like anytime you would be promiscuous or like, you know, show nudity or whatever, it was kind of like, oh, everyone was just so hush hush about it. And so that's why I kind of feel like I veered the other way, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do like comedy in my bikini sometimes and like be sexual, and like I like sexual stuff, and that's why I'm like super more on the sexual side. So for you, I kind of want to just know everything.
Yeah.
I want to know like how you got started, like why, what made you want to do this? Like,
yeah. So I was living in New York.
Okay.
And I was doing some like freelance modeling, and I was actually working at Apple.
Oh, wow. Like fixing people's iPhones?
I was selling people's iPhones.
What?
Yeah.
People were just like, wow, this girl's really hot. Yeah, I'll take the iPhone. I'll take 7.
No, yeah.
You're like, I sold a lot of iPhones.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's great.
And then I ended up meeting my wife. So yes. I met my wife.
Her wife, who's here, Nikki. Yeah. She's kind of off camera.
Nikki just Hart, come
peek
right
your
here.
Head and say hi. Yay.
That's Nikki.
And Nina's here too, guys. If you haven't, obviously Nina has to make a presentation. But yeah, so you guys met at the...
So we met on Instagram.
Oh, you did? Who DM'd who?
Okay. So I had been following her for like a year.
Uh-huh.
And so one day I unliked all the posts that I had liked over the course of a year.
Why?
And then liked them all at once, you know, so she would
notice. Oh, to get attention?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. And she noticed.
Yeah, of course. You're like, who's stalking me? She got scared. She's like, do I have to get a restraining order? No, she's kind of hot.
Yeah. Right? So then she slid in my DMs.
Right.
And then we both realized we were going to be visiting Vegas at the same time. She lived in LA, and we met in Vegas, and I never went back to New York. I moved to LA after that. And wow. like a month later, I was shooting porn because she was already in porn and put me in a movie. She was like, hey, you want to make some money? She was directing a movie. And I was like, yeah.
Wow. So yeah. like, okay. So many questions. Yeah, and I, Nikki, I'm so bummed because I want Nikki on here too. But obviously this fucking dumb COVID situation, they're like, here's two mics and two chairs. And yeah. it's like the worst. But I want to have you back on.
And we can have Nikki too.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a story, like come on in. Yeah. But so, okay. First question. Were you nervous or you knew she did porn because you followed her?
Yeah. She had been doing porn for a while.
Right.
I was definitely nervous the first time.
You were. Okay.
I was lucky enough that my first scene got to be with her.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, we're just having sex.
Was it just the two of you?
Yes.
And if cameraman?
Yeah.
Guy or girl?
It was a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
It was kind of weird. I just really tried to ignore the camera.
Okay.
Which we did. I feel like that scene is probably the most realistic to how we actually have sex.
Did you guys have, now here's my other question. Sex for real, or is it like you're just putting it on for the camera?
I think the very first time I had sex for real.
Wow. So everybody go check that one out because that's a
yeah. And then that same day I shot another scene. So I was shooting two in a day.
In a day? Okay, yeah. With someone else. Your wife says you shot three.
I shot three?
She doesn't even remember.
Oh my God, I shot three.
In one day, your first time?
I shot three in one day.
You're like, well, yes. Fuck it. We're just going to dive right into this.
Yes, I did. Okay, yeah.
Wow. Okay, Thank you. First scene was with your wife.
Yes.
Second scene was?
Was it the threesome? Oh my God. Okay, it was just with another girl. And then the third scene was a threesome.
With a guy?
With a girl and Nikki.
Okay. Do you do guy stuff too?
Oh yeah, yeah, I do it all.
I've seen it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you do guy stuff or no? You do too? Fuck, but you don't like it, huh? Yeah. I'm like, I want to interview Nikki too. Nikki, we'll talk. Anyway. But okay, so first day, three scenes.
Three scenes in a day.
How did you feel after that?
I was tired.
You're tired? Oh, yeah. You're like, my mouth
That
hurts.
Was a lot. Or, yeah.
Like, yeah. And then, like, what about where you grew up? Like, what were you worried? Like, what are my parents going to think? What is my family going to think? Like, was this going through your head at all?
I called my family before I started shooting.
Okay.
Just because I thought it was really fucked up to, like, have my brother go on Pornhub or something and then, like, see me without knowing, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, my brother's not stoked about it just because.
Right. He's like, you've ruined porn for me.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's like he can be wanking it and then randomly your compilation comes on. He just kills himself. He's like, this is great.
Yeah, this is great. My mom is super supportive, which is like.
Really?
Weirdly supportive. Like she's gone to like soft, like movie premieres, like super supportive. She's like made out with porn performers.
Your mom is so cool.
Yeah.
What did your mom do for a living?
My mom's a probation officer.
Wow.
I know.
And what does your dad do?
I don't speak to my dad.
Okay, so we don't even care about the dad.
Yeah.
So, but the mom is very supportive.
Yeah.
And happy for you.
Yeah, she's stoked. We're weirdly close.
That's awesome, though. I love that.
Yeah.
And then it's just your brother.
Yeah, and that's it.
No sisters. That's it.
Yeah.
And so what about grandma? Did grandma have a heart attack?
You know, my grandparents weren't really stoked. They didn't ask about it. I didn't talk about it. Yeah. And that was just kind of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't really have the internet connection either. So they don't really know.
They're old. It's like.
They're like, what is this OnlyFans? Do they sell ceiling fans? What is, are you selling ceiling fans now? Raven, Lee Raven. What is his name? That's not your real name.
So
it is.
Lee is actually my middle name.
Middle name. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to say your real name because that's not what people do. They don't do that. you're like, we don't say that. So that's crazy. So, wow. So you jumped in right away.
Yeah.
You felt good about it. And then you were like, this is something I'm going to do.
Yeah. So I just kept going. I was like, at that point, it's already out there. So
yeah. Like, you're like, fuck it. It's already. Stop? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, next question. Is it like pay well? Because I've heard from a lot of people that sometimes like it doesn't pay great.
I mean, it's hard because there's not a whole lot of money in porn just because it's free.
Right.
But now with like OnlyFans and like platforms like that, people are able to make some pretty good money.
Really good money.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I follow these girls on TikTok who are just showing titties and ass who are super hot. And this chick was like, I made 80 grand last month and showed
Yeah.
Her statement on OnlyFans. I'm this close, you guys, to starting the OnlyFans. I mean,
yeah,
my husband's
should.
Super rich, but I'm not super rich. Hello. Like, I'm like, whatever. I mean, I'm successful enough, but like, I kind of love that.
Yeah.
You know? I love like being an exhibitionist. I love nudity. I love like being free sexually.
Yeah.
Like, I'll post like a bikini post and get so much hate.
I feel like a lot of people would subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I'd probably subscribe.
Oh my God. I'll subscribe back. Yay. Hello. We could do a swapsies. No, but I just don't see the big deal really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel
like
you.
It's like you're just, it's just a naked body and it's just sex and it's like not that big of a deal to me,
yeah.
At least.
I think before porn, I used to be really insecure and like ashamed and a little nervous. But like now that I'm in porn, I'm like, look at my butthole. Like, I don't know.
Love that. Is this, that's so
do
free.
I have a cut on my butthole? Like, check this out. What's this?
I like, ask my husband that all the time. I'm like, do I have a hemorrhoid? He's like, drawing the line there.
Yeah.
He's like, very unattractive. But yeah, I mean, like, it's, I've always like not given a fuck. And
yeah.
So like, I think, you know, but it is hard because we do, I think, grow up with a lot of shame. Our families and like religion and all kinds of things, like they tend to put shame around nudity and being free sexually and that kind of thing. And I think it does really impact a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, but
sure.
I'm glad that you feel good and like it's a positive thing for you.
Yeah. It's great.
It's so cool. Okay. So first it was girls only, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I shot with girls the very first time, yeah.
Right, and then how quickly did you move to guys?
Probably a couple months later. A
couple months. Were you more nervous about sleeping with guys on camera?
Yeah, definitely. I was really nervous because I was shooting with a guy that I obviously didn't know, and Nikki was on set that day, but I was really nervous because she was like in the other room, and I'm like, what's like appropriate? Is she gonna like hear things?
Yeah.
I don't know how to porn. And my male talent was like really sweet and like rubbing my leg and trying to like make me feel good. But at the same time, I'm like,
scared.
Are they gonna tell my wife that I'm like cheating on her? Like, what's the answer? Aww. I didn't know what the right answer was.
I was gonna ask that. Do you guys ever get jealous?
I used to, and you know what? I don't ever want to say like no, because that's just unrealistic. Sometimes, but we talk about it and get over it.
You're like, that chick was really hot. And you're both like, yeah or no. And then you're just kind of over it.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like, I mean, it changes from day to day. Mm-hmm. So like something I may be okay with today, I may not be okay with tomorrow. That's
right.
Just how it works.
And then how do you work through that?
A lot of communication, a lot of Good. Talking and, yeah, definitely talking.
Good. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so important. A lot of people, and I think like the whole thing is a lot of people have these issues with cheating and things in their relationship because they don't have open communication, and that is so important.
Yeah.
Like I told my husband, I'm like, I feel like at some point you're going to get tired of sleeping with just my vagina. Like, I feel like that's going to happen. That's just life. It's not like he doesn't love me.
Right.
But I was like, if you ever want to have someone else, like I'm down, you know, and I've done that in my other relationships. You
know? It's great.
And we've talked about it and it's very cool. And he's actually super shy. Like, we went to the red light district in Amsterdam and I was like, the girls there are gorgeous. Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Oh my God. It's crazy. The girls are fucking so hot. Like, you're like, what the fuck? Like, if these girls literally were just like, fuck it, I'm going to go to LA and just start like an Instagram account, they'd be so famous. Like,
God
they're
damn.
So beautiful. You're like, what the fuck? And you're like looking so close, trying to find something wrong, and there's not anything.
You just can't.
You can't. And then so I told my husband, I was like, come, let's have this girl, like, fuck you, and I'll watch. And he got so shy.
Ah.
What a little bitch. Little bitch, you think you're so hard, you little bitch. I'm just kidding. He's listening downstairs. He's not a little bitch. He's actually just so sweet and romantic. He was like, I don't want to do that. I'm embarrassed. Whatever. But he probably would if I really encouraged it.
That's anyway. Really sweet.
But yeah, so that's communication is key.
Yeah, 100%. And at the end of the day, like, I want Nikki to go to work if I'm not there. I mean, I'm there a lot of times, but I want her to have a good day. Like, if she's going to get off, like, fucking awesome. But like,
are you always on set with each other or no?
We're not always, but a lot.
A lot.
A lot of the time.
That's cool.
Yeah, Nikki started her own porn company, and I'm there assisting quite a bit. So
dope.
I'm
so
there
you're
a lot.
Not always in it. You're
no, yeah.
assisting a lot, like behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Nikki and I have directed movies before.
Whoa.
And Yeah, and she has her own site that she produces.
So. What's the site?
Diked Down.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that on your page, dikeddown.com.
Yeah.
If you're into that kind of thing, that's
queer porn erotica.
Get it on. I love that. Is there like storylines? Is it like movie, like Twilight, but with like dildos?
It's really cinematic. A lot of like vignettes. Like there's not a whole lot of dialogue, but like there's a little bit of story there.
I love that because I feel like the porn dialogue can be.
It can be a lot.
Hey, did you order a pizza? Did you want extra sausage? Just like penis. Yeah. You're like,
I think that can be really fun though, because it's hilarious.
It is. It sometimes is. And then sometimes you're like, oh God, scary. Oh, this is weird. Yeah. I mean, it sometimes it's so, and the music. Like, I'd love like actually to watch like a, do you ever read those like Wattpad fan fictions? Like, it'd be cool. Like it's like very romantic and very real. It'd be cool to watch like a super crazy like movie that's like a real movie, but like very porn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like David Fincher meets like actual porn. Right?
It's kind of, that's kind of what Dyke Down is.
Okay, then fucking head over to Dyke Down. I need to check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so first time having sex with the guy, super nervous. And then when you did, you were just like over it. Good.
It was great. I mean, during the sex scene, I was really feeling it. And I even like slapped him during the scene, which
you
like.
You did? Because you like that? Or you were just like, he's annoying?
No, I was just like into it in the scene. And I was like, I thought that's what.
Shh. Sorry, Nina's barking at Nikki.
Nikki, do you have something to say?
She's just like,
you have something to add?
She's just aggressive. Yeah, Nikki, what are you adding? Come on.
I was gonna say, I feel like you have to mention they decided to put me in a room away from them with headphones on so that I couldn't hear anything.
Why?
Just to like make her not worry about me and what I'm hearing. So I'm like sitting in this room just like nervous for her. Aww. And somebody comes in and he's like, dude, she fucking slapped the guy, like, which is totally like in porn at the time, it was not like called for the girl to just like full on wail on the dude back, which like everybody, I guess, in the room just totally like,
they were lost like, that's it for cool a minute. Or no?
I mean, fortunately the guy was okay with it, but they come in and tell me and I'm like, what is going on? I just want to see what's happening. Like, so stupid, but.
Wow. That's crazy that they put headphones on you and stuff. They come back in. They're like, she stabbed him.
Yeah. I mean,
we love it. Just kidding.
The guy I was working with, thank God, he was such a sweetheart and he was really cool about it. But I feel like a lot of, RIP. But
he died?
Yeah, he did. He passed away.
No, what happened?
I know. It was some accident in Mexico. I think he like fell. And it's really sad.
Oh.
He was really cool about it, really sweet about it. But it wasn't really common that like a girl would just like slap a dude in the face.
What made you want to do that?
I don't know. I just like thought that was what I should do at the time. Which like looking back, it was probably something that I should have got consent for in the beginning, but I felt like he was cool with it.
Have you slapped other guys during sex?
Probably.
You're like, it's just my thing.
Probably. I mean,
did she ever slap you, Nikki?
I have slapped you.
You slapped Nikki?
I was not so good. I don't want to say like I'm not so good with consent because that just sounds bad.
But she slaps me during the podcast.
There was a lot of learning to be had. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So right now, are you bisexual or how do you identify?
It's weird because I've been with primarily men.
Uh-huh. Your whole life.
Yeah. And I had one girlfriend prior to Nikki. Okay. And then I met Nikki and we got married a month later.
Wow.
Yeah. We've married like 5 years now.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's like longer than most people.
Yeah. I mean, so like it's pretty good.
Most, you know, what are they? Hetero relationships.
Hetero, yeah.
They're like, we're going to be together forever. And then like 6 months later, James is such a dick. I fucking hate him. Like 5 years. That's great.
Yeah. So
it's amazing. I love that. Look, I got sound effects.
That was so
guys,
good.
Guys, hello. High budget over here. Mm-hmm. That's so you're kind of bisexual, but.
Yeah, like, I go. So you know,
whatever happens.
I go with the flow.
I like that. That's cool. Okay, so obviously this is called Worse First.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to ease into it because I wanted to hear just kind of how you got started and everything like that. Yeah. But I can assume that, I mean, obviously in the bedroom when you're fucking regular, not even doing porn, just at home, things can go not so great.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine when you're fucking a lot of people randomly.
Yeah.
Things can go not so great.
Yeah, I've definitely pooped a lot.
What?
Yeah, I mean, not intentionally.
Oh, my God, I love this. From anal?
Yeah, when you're doing anal, I mean, it's just...
Had you done anal before porn?
No, I had never taken anything in the butt until my very first anal scene.
What?
Yeah.
Was it so painful?
No, I mean, I would like stretch with toys, but
is
it's
that what
still,
you're supposed
like,
to do?
Yeah. I mean, you can't just go in.
I was going to say, I've tried it before and I'm like, argh! I was on the floor crying. Argh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That can be really painful.
It was really bad.
There's a lot of preparation that goes into anal. There's a lot of, some people adjust their diets. Some people starve themselves.
Because they don't want any poop to come out.
Right.
I mean, does the guy put his whole wiener in your butt?
Yeah.
Like full length?
Yeah.
Like how long are we talking?
I mean, it depends on the guy, but they're bigger than most dicks, you know? They're porn dicks.
And it goes all the way up the butthole.
Yeah.
And like ramming it.
Yeah, there's a lot more room up there than a vagina.
Really?
Yeah.
And does it hurt super bad or no? Like your first time, was it super bad?
No, I had stretched and prepared for it. I don't suggest doing anal, or at least for the first time, not stretching. It wasn't painful. It's a weird feeling.
Like, it feels like you're shitting.
Yeah, it feels
that's
like
that's what I felt
poop.
Like. I was like, I feel like when he pulled his wiener out that I was taking a shit. I was like, oh, I'm shitting.
Yeah,
okay, great. That's the end of this marriage. Dead. Anyway.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it feels like. But yeah, I have a lot of poop stories. It happens.
So he was sticking it in your butt and then just poop came out on camera?
It's not like... Well,
or just like little turds.
It's almost like if you over clean your butt, so if you rinse your butt with enemas too much, it kind of creates this like liquid sludge.
Oh, so like liquidy poos.
Yeah.
Not like little nuggets.
Yeah, no. Not
like rabbit turds.
That usually comes out like first after like your first rinse, you know?
Yeah.
But if you over rinse, because it was like my first anal, I'm like making sure it's like super
clean. You're like, I don't even have a butthole. No poop even comes out.
Yeah.
It's just a hole.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Super dangerous. My first anal scene wasn't very poopy. There was a little bit.
Do they leave that?
No.
What do they do? Because they're like, guys don't like that.
Yeah, no, you definitely have to.
Whoever watches doesn't like it.
Edit that out. So we'll either stop, clean up, or whatever.
What does the guy do when it happens? Does he get grossed out?
Most times, guys are used to being shit on. I mean, like, I hate to say that,
well, in your place, guys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So they're cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal for anybody, but like in porn, it's, you know, it is what it is.
It happens.
Yeah.
And no condoms ever.
Rare occasion there's condoms, but 9 times out of 10, no.
And how do they keep everybody safe? Like, I know everyone gets tested.
Yeah, we get tested every 14 days at the same facility. So we're all in the same testing pool. So if somebody did ever pop for something, we would be able to track it down and go from there.
Wow. Yeah. Is that for everyone?
Yeah, if you want to perform. Yeah.
Where is this testing facility?
There's a couple in the valley.
Okay, obviously.
Yeah, and there's pretty much a spot all over the U.S. Like, there's one in Vegas. I mean, that's where I live. So there's one in Vegas.
Wow.
There's one.
And you guys have to go every 14 days? And
yeah.
And so when you show up to set, you have to have this slip that says, I've been tested, I'm safe.
Yeah, and, like, the director can go online into, like, an online portal and see if you're tested, because I know that, like, people have faked, like, paper tests before.
That's,
you know?
So dangerous for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a problem?
No.
Never gotten anything?
Nope.
Not even a little itchy puss?
Not even once.
Not even a little yeasty beastie?
Oh, I've gotten yeast infections for sure.
Yeah, because of all the fucking, right?
Yeah, yeast infections, BV, like, it's natural. It happens.
Bacterial vaginosis. I've had that before.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But it's like, I was thinking, like, even just sleeping a lot with my own husband, like, it causes, like, a lot of irritation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do you not get sick or, like, UTIs or, like, kidney infections and whatnot?
It's so hard. I feel like your body kind of gets immune to it, because at first I had fucking everything.
Really?
I was getting, you know, strep throat, things like that. Yeah.
And then eventually your body's just like.
Yeah.
Well.
Kind of adapts, but you also need to take care of yourself as well.
Like, so do you take, like, cranberry pills every day and, like.
I mean, I don't really perform so much, like, every day with other people anymore.
Right.
But, yeah, you. like boric acid is important.
Oh, I heard boric acid is great for the vagina.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it that you put it in the vagina?
Yeah, it's like a capsule and you stick it up there.
That's what I've heard. And it's good for what?
Just balancing your pH.
That's what I've heard. And don't use douches, right?
I mean, you're not supposed to. I mean, everyone's different. Sometimes I have Nikki make me a magic douche if I'm feeling a little off.
Get out of here, Nikki. I love it. Nikki's actually secretly a wizard too.
Yeah. My magic douche has like tea tree and like coconut oil and stuff in it.
I love that. Yeah. That's so cool. Magic douche. You guys should market that.
Magic douche.
Hey, come on. They had some other thing. What was it called? Magic something in it. Do we remember what that was? There was like an infomercial. It was called like Magic something. I don't remember. Anyway, Magic Douche, I think, would be a hit.
Yeah.
I would take that straight to Shark Tank. I'd be like, listen, Mr. Wonderful, this is straight for you because you're such a douche. This is the Magic Douche, and it will just make that douche so shiny.
Clean it right up.
Clean it right up. I love that. Okay, so pooping on people sucks, obviously, but like whatever, it's shit.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion. My husband's so grossed out by it.
I have a really good poop story.
Tell. Okay.
So I was going to Prague for my very first gangbang. Because in Prague, that's where they do a lot of group sex and like extreme scenes and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. And so Nikki and I went together, of course. And it was my first double anal as well as first gangbang.
What's double anal?
Two dicks in the ass.
Two?
Two.
At once?
At once.
How?
I know.
How did the guys do it?
I know.
Do they stand next to each other?
They kind of have to scissor. Like dude scissor. Like imagine like their balls kind of like touching.
Okay, like, so they're like this and there's another guy like this, and then their wieners are up.
Yeah.
And then you sit on the wieners.
Yeah.
Both at the same time. Girl.
Yeah, no,
my butthole hurts just thinking about it. Damn.
Yeah, it was rough. It wasn't easy for me.
And two big wieners, I assume. We're not talking like.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're big. And it's fucked up because Nikki can do gangbangs and double anal. Like it's like she'll sit on it and not even like wince. And I'm like,
Nikki.
Wow, bitch.
Nikki got that Grand Canyon butthole.
Yeah, she does.
She's like a tourist trap. Like, oh, is that the Grand Canyon? Nope, it's Nikki's butthole.
Yeah. She got a roomy asshole.
Dude, I'd love to have a roomy asshole because sometimes pooping hurts. It's such a bummer.
Anyway, I know.
So first gangbang, you're in Prague. Nikki's with you. Watching or participating?
Watching. She participated the next day.
Okay.
But
How many people are in a gangbang?
There were seven guys.
And you. That's it by yourself?
Yes. Seven guys and me.
And they just throw you to the wolves or what?
Kind of. And it's hard because you're in like the Czech Republic and like, your talent doesn't really speak English. So it's like hard to communicate, you know?
You're like, ouch. He's like, harder. Like, no, ouch. He's like, okay, harder. You're like, no, I fucking said ouch. Okay, Vladimir. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what happens?
So yeah, the scenes in Prague, they're very long. They're not like a standard like porn scene that's like 20 minutes. It's like an hour and a half of getting fucking railed by seven dudes.
Can't even get fucked for 5 minutes. I'm like, honey, are you fucking done yet?
Are you done yet?
Like, I fucking clenched this pussy 5 times.
So I did the scene. Everything was good. It was hard. It was difficult. I had a little bit of a meltdown in the middle of the scene because
what happened?
I was just really overwhelmed by like
the I would be. It's like everywhere you turn, you're like,
yeah. I was like, just give me a minute. Like, just give me
can
a
I just
fucking
look
second.
Somewhere without seeing a penis for one second.
Yeah, but it was fine afterwards. So afterwards we went out to go eat. And Nikki and I were in the Czech Republic eating and we had like just finished our meal and I looked at her and was like, Nikki. She was like, what? I was like, I just shit myself.
Oh no.
Because at this point my butthole is loose. Like, I just took two dicks in the ass. It's like...
For an hour.
Yeah, it's not tight right now. And I was like, I just shit myself. And she was like, no, you didn't. And I was like, yes, I did.
It just fell right out because you were hungry and you ate and then it just went right through you.
Yeah. So...
You're sitting in the Czech Republic in a restaurant just with poop in your pants.
Yeah, and it was freezing outside. It was like in the wintertime. And so we had to walk back to our hostel.
No.
Yeah, and I'm wearing leggings, so it's really thin. Yeah. And this isn't
Oh my God, I'm like all worried about a camel toe. You're like, I have a fucking piece of shit
toe
on the back of my ass.
And it wasn't even like solid poop, you know? No. It's like mushy, runny poop.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so we were walking and it was like a little bit of a walk to our hostel at this point. And I'm like dying because at this point I'm just like tooting and it is falling out of my butt. Like I can't hold in my farts or my poop right now. So it just keeps happening.
And Nikki's just walking next to
She's laughing her ass off.
I would be dying.
Yeah. She's walking.
Every 5 minutes.
I was like, please.
It's all coming out. My husband would literally divorce me then and there.
Yeah.
If this happens. So you have a really good wife.
Yeah. No, she's great. She was walking in front of me and I was like running behind her.
Oh
like,
my God. It's all just falling. Just a shit trail in the snow.
Yeah. And people were like passing by and I'm like, oh my God. But
oh my God.
Yeah, we then made it back to the hostel eventually. Shit still in my pants and having to clean my ass in like a shared bathroom because we're in a hostel.
Stop. Did people see?
No, you know, I was pretty lucky. They didn't. God. But yeah, that was like my first double anal. And then the very next day I had a DP scene, the double penetration with Nikki. It was supposed
to be that two dicks in the vagina?
One in the vagina, one in the butt. Yeah.
And then where was Nikki and all that?
She also had one in her vagina and one in her butt.
And you guys were next to each other?
Yeah, it was cute.
Wow. They're all holding hands. Like, it'll be over soon. Yeah. Can't wait. Then we'll go get food and shit ourselves.
That's so funny. It was supposed to be double anal, but I was like, I'm not doing
not
that
Not again.
No.
How do you even do it the next day?
The performers and stuff in Prague are insane. Like, they can do a lot. Like, they fly us out and then want you to do, like, four scenes in, like, fucking 3 days.
They're like,
crazy.
What, you Americans, you have weak buttholes. That's
yeah,
what they
I'm
call.
Like.
Their buttholes are weak.
Yeah,
this is why we are superior. That's crazy. So like, how do you get your butthole back to normal size?
It goes back after like a couple days.
Naturally?
Yeah.
Is there any way that it rips and never goes back?
I don't know. I know some people who have been taking some serious like anal poundings and their butthole looks like a little dot. Like it's crazy. I don't know. Your butthole's magical. I've also seen people with like really fucked up buttholes. So like
what does a fucked up butthole look like?
Just like
this big, just resting.
Just like loose, like looks like, I don't know. I've seen it both ways. So I think it just depends on the person.
Wow.
And your body. I mean, my butthole, you probably can't even tell right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like to do anal or no? No.
Not really.
No, I'd pass.
Yeah. I mean, well.
Doesn't sound fun.
It can be fun if like the scene partner matches like their energy matches my energy and it's like this high energy crazy scene where for like we're squirting and all kinds of stuff like that. It can be like fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
But like in my personal life, I'm not really going to be like, put it in my ass.
Nikki, put on the strap on the fucking
put in my ass,
super girthy ones like a beer can. Shove it right in my butthole. Yeah, not happening over at your house.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you just brought up squirting, and I know you're a squirter.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about how you discovered that when we get back. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it.
Cheapo Air you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Okay, we're back. That was so weird for the guests because there's not a real commercial. But hey, welcome back. Hope you guys had a good break. We're back with Lee Raven. We're talking about squirting now. Yeah. So curious because I've always been jealous of girls. Yeah. Nikki, do you squirt? Nikki says occasionally. I've wanted to learn how to do it so bad. I've watched tutorials on it. I've read books. I've subscribed to channels to try to learn. I've never been able to do it. Is it just something some girls can't do, or is every girl supposed to be able to do it?
I feel like it varies from person to person. Right. I feel like you can't make yourself. If you're not going to, you're not going to.
And what is it? Is it cum?
I mean, here's the thing.
Okay.
If you're watching a porn and the girl is spraying squirt across the room, it's pee, sir. Like,
it's pee?
We drink a lot of Pedialyte and
you get
a lot of water.
Oh
yeah.
God.
And we prepare for that. But I'm not saying that squirting doesn't exist because that's not true.
Right.
I definitely am a squirter in my personal life. It's not like I'm spraying the ceiling or anything like that.
How did you realize, sorry, all this squirting talk is making me thirsty. Just kidding. Yeah. I'm actually just thirsty. how did you realize you were a squirter? Like how old were you?
It was with Nikki. She's the magic.
You weren't squirting before Nikki?
No.
Nikki made you squirt?
Yeah, she did.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Nikki is a wizard. She's a squirting wizard. She's a magic douche wizard.
Yeah, that's why she ended up in porn is because she was like, I know how to make girls squirt.
Whoa.
Yeah, crazy.
So you figured, so that's how that happened the first time.
At first time I was like, oh my God, I just peed myself.
You thought you peed?
Yeah.
But it doesn't come out of the pee hole, does it?
It technically does, but it's a fluid mixed in with urine that's not urine.
Oh.
But they haven't been able to really figure out what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So were you kind of like, whoa.
Yeah,
this
it
is
was
a new
cool.
magical power I have.
Yeah. Super cool.
I've always wanted to learn it, but never been able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it would just be pee because I'd be like, oh, but peeing. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. That's a talent. I love that. When you were younger, did we ever finish the poop Prague story? Like you were telling me what happened in Prague. Oh, the poop in your pants, right?
Yeah, okay, that was it.
Okay, you threw the leggings away. They were gone.
Yeah, they were gone.
When you were younger, were you hypersexual or were you always just kind of like whatever?
No, as a teenager and stuff, I think I ended up having sex in high school once.
Mm-hmm.
When I was drunk at a party, I was 15. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have sex until I was 16 with a boyfriend. And that was it. Like I wasn't a hoe. Like I wasn't sucking dick and stuff like that. People thought I was.
Really?
I don't know. People really assumed that I was a
people
slut.
Assume a lot about people. Did you masturbate young or were you?
I didn't masturbate at all.
At all?
At all.
I was humping pillows when I was 4.
No, I didn't do any of that. I don't know. I just didn't. No.
Really?
I was super uneducated about that kind of stuff. So I had no idea. Yeah. It was crazy.
What about you, Nikki?
I'm going to bring her on because she's got some stories to tell.
Did you masturbate young? Come sit next to your wife.
Come here.
Can we make it work? So, Nikki, you can hear me. Everything good, right? Dead. You're I have ears. We're getting you microphones. We're getting you a microphone, microphone and headphones. Okay, so this is Nikki.
Hi.
This is Lee's wife. So cutie. Okay, so you tell me, what are some of your horror stories? Because you're also obviously in the business. You've been in the business before, Lee.
Yeah, I started doing porn when I was 19.
19.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
28.
Okay, so you guys are both still really young.
It's my ninth year.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
A decade of the porn industry is
That's a lot.
I feel
people are I'm good after look at Mia Khalifa. She did it for 6 months. Now she's super famous.
Exactly.
So what made you get into it?
I mean, she said, I did discover that I could make girls squirt when I was 18 or so.
Okay.
A little bit.
When did you discover that you were gay?
I mean, that's tricky. I came out when I was 17.
Okay.
But I would say I always knew.
When you were younger.
Yeah.
I say most people do.
Yeah. I definitely knew and just didn't know what it meant, I guess.
Right, right. Like,
didn't
but you liked girls.
Yeah,
like definitely. You would see girls and be like, ooh, and then you'd see guys and be like,
Yeah.
Did you sleep with guys or no? Sorry.
Keep I did. No, I was a bit of like a groupie when I was a teenager.
You were?
Yeah.
What
I was
banned. You can't say.
I can say. Okay. So what turned me into a bit of a monster is I have to say, I got my hands on a copy of The Dirt when I was like 10.
Stop.
It set me up for.
I love this. And my husband, that's amazing.
Yeah. They fucked me up, man.
Yes.
Yeah. My parents were pretty absent, we could say.
Uh-huh.
And I just had this book.
Where did you get it?
I got it at the school library, actually.
Stop. The school library had The Dirt?
The high school library had it.
Where'd you go? School of Rock?
Exactly. It was like a pretty tight, like white people, hoity-toity school in Ohio. But for some reason they had The Dirt. And it was in fourth grade. I read it and I kind of managed to live by like, what would Motley Crue do?
Stop.
As a child.
This is amazing. I wish my husband was up here to hear this. He's like,
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. I feel
we're
going
to tell him the story. It's not embarrassing.
Incognito.
He
fan,
loves but that. No, he loves that. This is so cool. So then you kind of were just like, I just want to live this like.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Ohio. I came out to LA, in my teens, initially with my parents.
Uh-huh.
And then, I left home super early and just was kind of this wild kid on the street.
So you found The Dirt and then you moved to LA and then you got into porn. How did you like get you're like, I'm going to follow everything in this rule book, says fuck porn stars.
Right.
Yeah, drugs.
Exactly.
Make girls squirt.
Make girls squirt.
Fuck as many girls as you can.
Dead.
Do all the drugs.
Dead.
Get into the industry. I played in bands and unfortunately that didn't work out. I play bass.
You play bass? Okay.
Yeah. And that wasn't like raking in the cash
right
at the age of 18, 19. Right. So I was like, second best. Suck some babes.
Dick.
And sucking some dick.
Sucking some dick and some pussy.
Yeah.
Like, what would Motley Crue do if the band didn't work out? Well,
yeah,
they'd be porn stars. My husband says yes. I love that. Okay, so then how did you first get into it? Like, what did you do?
I mean, I definitely like sought it out straight up. I found
you were like, I'm gonna do porn.
Yeah, because I mean, at the same time, like I am like this androgynous kind of like lesbian, and I wasn't seeing anybody like me
in
represented
porn.
In porn at all.
Right.
So I was like, I kind of want to like rep this and make it a thing. So I sought out the companies that I thought would hire me. I went to casting calls, and then I eventually got one. And the first several were terrible, but I was like, gonna make it work.
Why were they terrible?
Tell us more.
Yeah. I love that you're my co-host now.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Tell us more.
My first scene was actually in New York.
Uh-huh.
And they cast me with a girl who wasn't really a performer either. And I was so nervous. Like, I was not like fully like in my skin yet, like newly out,
mm-hmm.
like thought I was like hot shit, top lesbian,
right?
And get booked for this thing, and I'm like nervous as fuck. And they booked me with this girl who's basically just a hooker in New York that they hired. And
wow, they're like, you'll do.
Yeah, this will work.
Nothing against hookers.
Nothing against hookers. No, not at all.
But she's not like not a performer on camera.
Right. I was like, so what do we do? And she's like, I don't know, bitch.
She's like, I don't know. Just let me suck on your titties and give me $50, and I'll be out of here. Just kidding. Not $50. Way more expensive. But you know.
So
you guys were both like not really knowing what you were doing,
basically. And it was for like actually a decent, like nice company that tried to be cinematic and shit at the time, but they were not the nicest, like warm people by any means. And what I remember the most,
thank you, Lee.
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry. You gotta speak right into the mic.
Right into the mic.
Yeah.
She's like, oh. So the whole day was kind of a mess, and nobody was super communicative, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing that I remember from that day are my nerves and the fact that like a couple minutes into the scene, I still have never experienced this again to this day, but I definitely got like a, her vagina like coughed at me, I want to say, like a, and I just got hit with yeast infection.
Oh my God. Like the
cottage
chunks?
Cheese, just like.
So gross.
Did it go, some go in your mouth?
I honestly, I'm sure I blocked it out. She had a foot infection. Yeah, it was like, oh, you.
Who shows
you
up
was
to
hiding
do porn
that?
With a yeast infection?
I mean, girls do it when they need that check that day.
Stop! Oh my God, I'm one to talk though, because one time my husband was fucking me, and he was like, "What are all these paper towel shreds on my dick?" But it was just fucking cottage cheese.
I mean,
but
it happens.
I just got off of antibiotics, okay, guys? So screw,
it happens.
Screw
that's
you.
That's fair.
But yeah, but like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't have done porn. I would have checked, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, fuck, that's so gnarly. So like, gnarly. Fuck, it coughed at you. Just fucking.
So gross.
Just fucking cheese in the face. That's a horror story.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
I was like,
my
so
God.
Let's do this again.
Ew, sure. Imagine if you were eating her puss and then
I
you
mean,
were
I
like,
was,
this
I
is chewy.
Like, I have very brief memory of it, but I remember I was there and it just fucking, and we had to like cut, give her a minute to clean up, even though that's not something that goes away.
I don't have a lot of those stories. Mine are primarily poop related. And Nikki is really annoying because she can take, I don't know, so many dicks in the ass on like short notice that she'll like be eating a burger and be like, oh yeah, I can take a dick in the ass and not poop anywhere.
It's
and
sheer
I'm like,
luck.
Wow, cool.
Sheer
Do
luck.
Do you hate it though because you're not straight?
No, I mean.
Is it like not fun to fuck guys?
It doesn't. I mean, when it's on camera sex, like it doesn't fully matter. It's still 99% performance.
Yeah.
You know? And I usually get along with the guys that I work with really well. I only work with people I want to work with.
Yeah.
And so I haven't ever really had like bad experiences personally with working with men. And I wouldn't say I'm like getting off on it by any means, but right. I don't hate it any more than I hate working with a girl who doesn't want to be there.
Right.
Like, that's terrible.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had anyone be like assholes or bitches where you're just like, oh, this is going to be shitty?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Like divas.
Yeah. There's definitely, there are the porn divas.
I know you can't say names.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
but can you say an experience where of something that happened?
Do you have anything?
I don't have an I guess that it's more of like when you're on set and the talent arrives and you're like, okay, this is going to be cool. And then they're talking and they say something like really awful, oof. Like racist or something. I don't know. Just, and you're just like, oh, now we have to fuck.
Oh,
that's honestly the worst. Or they're sitting there talking about how like, oh, me and my boyfriend beat the shit out of each other last night. And then I went and smoked some meth in this hotel room. And
no.
Like, it's just like,
I smoked meth.
I mean, totally.
Stop.
There was
you
one.
You guys seem so, like, not to make it seem like porn people aren't normal, but you guys seem so normal. Like, you seem like you guys would go home and bake some cupcakes. Like, not.
We do.
See? But you know what I mean? Like, it's like, when I think of, like, regular porn performers who perform a lot, I think of people who have to do drugs because they can't cope any other way. But, like, no, that's not everybody. But some people,
I mean,
right?
There are those people. It's like a clique. Like, I think of the porn industry as, like, a clique. It's almost like high school. There are, like, the druggy girls, the preppy girls, the fucking, the punks.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's totally
cool.
Like that. And fortunately, I'm, like I said, like 9 years in, so I feel like I have my clique and like weeded out most of the crazies. I don't want to meet new friends.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like I don't want to make new friends.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
I don't want to see new dicks.
Yeah, no, exactly. But over the years, I've met some of the craziest people that have passed through Los Angeles.
Wow. I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
It's been some shit.
Are you allowed to say the biggest porn stars that you guys have hooked up with? Would I know them?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Like,
who do you like?
Who do you like?
Have either of you hooked up with Jenna Jameson? She's kind of old school, a little older than you guys. So
she's
a long time ago.
No. She's like,
way not.
When Jenna shows up at the party, everybody's like, ooh.
It's not your era.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What about Sasha Grey? I'm trying to think
for us too.
I would love to.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
cool. Huh?
She was before us.
Yeah,
she's
she was before.
You know, you guys are so young. You're in your 20s. I don't even know the current ones. The only ones I know are like Mia Khalifa. I know like
which a lot of porn people don't like her.
They don't?
Oh no.
Why? Because she's like kind of turned her back on it, or what?
She kind of came in and like got super successful and was like treated so much better than so many other people and like had this great experience and then just like walked out and like shit all over it. So there's a lot of girls that are like,
And she did like 10 scenes. And honestly, I mean, her scenes are really hard to watch.
Yeah. She's very clearly visibly
in pain
uncomfortable
and hating
in pain.
Her life. Yeah. Which is like a bad representation of, there's a lot.
But some guys are like that.
Yeah.
It's so sad. They're like, I want to see her being sad and hating it. You know?
Gnarly. But
who are like the biggest ones right now?
I mean, Angela White has won Performer of the Year a couple times in a row now.
I haven't hooked up with her.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh, that we've worked with. Yeah,
no, I haven't hooked up with her.
Yeah, it's hard because it's like there are so many genres of
so many
these days. It's like the Instagram girls that are really big, and then there's like the Brazzers girls and stuff like that.
So there's just a bunch of different ones. Do you guys go to the AVN Awards every year?
Yeah.
It's the
family
reunion.
It's
every
like
year.
Your Grammys.
Yeah, kind of.
Unfortunately, everyone know who you guys are too. Like you, most people know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's people that I've like grown up with basically now because it's like seen each other for 10 years on set, and then at this thing, and it's just like this giant auditorium of people that you've had sex with in a hotel. Nobody leaves for a week.
Yeah, everyone gets the avian flu.
It's
what's that?
Where everyone just like fucks each other and stuff at AVN and gets drunk and acts
so they
a fool
fuck each other for
sick.
Fun too.
Yeah, I mean, you have to imagine like the younger performers, like, and me included when I was younger, are all just fucking each other and having a wild time, doing all the drugs, like living the life, doing the thing.
Wow.
So it's like everybody comes out of that hotel at the end of the week with this
sick
gnarly flu. Every year.
What
so gross.
Hotel is it?
It's the Hard Rock.
The Hard Rock, of course.
Plus, like, you're interacting with fans all the time, you know, and, like, shaking their hands and,
meeting
like, taking
500
pictures.
People a day. It's, like...
Germs.
Germ town.
Have you ever had any psycho fans?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, scary where you were like, oh, God, they want my, like, to wear my skin.
For sure.
Yeah.
How do you stay safe from that? Because I know people watch you.
Yeah.
And they watch you like being intimate and stuff and they think like, oh, I'm going to have a relationship or like they're my lover. Or, like they get kind of delusional, some people.
Yeah. I'm like way too nice.
I know you are very nice, but no, it's not good. It's not a bad thing.
But it's like it becomes a bad thing.
Because then you're just like, ha ha ha. And they're like,
she's just like, they can like,
we're best
friends. Book a room in the same hotel they found out you're staying at and like check in and be in the room next door and like follow you. And she won't say like, fuck off. Like,
you're
she'll
getting,
be like friendly the whole
you?
Time.
You're getting specific.
You've had people follow you?
You're getting specific.
Oh, God, that's scary.
She's just so nice. And
I'm just
like.
Tommy's really nice, too.
A lot of times I have to put it on Nikki. Like, you handle it because I don't want to be the asshole.
Nikki's like, listen, bitch. I'm dead. Fucking, I read The Dirt when I was 4. I'll fuck you up. It's hilarious. Wow. What do you do, Nikki? Do you just say, dude, fucking give some space?
I'm honestly, I mean, it's. It depends on if it's a man or a woman.
Yeah. Has it been either? Has it been both?
Mm-hmm. If it's a man, I don't care. And I'll be like, fuck off. Straight up.
You're like, we're gay. Get it through
anything.
Your fucking penis head.
Yeah. If there's like a dude in public like harassing me or something, she'll be the first to just like walk up and be like, back the fuck up.
I would too. That's so
it's
weird.
It's fun. It's kind of fun.
Do people harass you in public? Like, do guys see you and like be like, I love your film? Do people come up to you in public and go, I love your films or anything?
Sometimes. It's not like an everyday thing for sure, but it's more of just like, you've got tattoos, you're cute, I want to talk to you type of deal. Yeah, and that gets uncomfortable because I'm like,
They're like, come with me. She's like, okay.
Not quite, but pretty much.
Oh my God. Tommy's like that too. Like, they'll be like, can I get your phone number? And he'll be like, you can have my email. And I'm like, you're really just giving them your email? Like,
yeah.
He's like that too. He gets very uncomfortable and shy.
Yeah.
I mean, after doing this for so long, like, the concept of like fans makes me super uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird,
like,
right?
I don't idolize myself by any means. I struggle with myself. So when somebody's like, I love you, I'm like, you shouldn't.
You're like,
calm
I don't
down.
Even love me.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of dark, but like.
But you both have a lot of followers on Instagram. So obviously you have a lot of fans, you know, you're both popular.
They're there. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, don't try to kill me. Like, don't try to wear my skin.
Yeah. Let's just be cool.
Let's be cool.
Just be mellow. I'm married. Enjoy from afar.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done, other than porn, have you ever done like escort services or no?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. I've definitely like done the thing where you go like tour in New York mm-hmm. where they like stay up in a hotel room and then like, you know, like.
So what, how does that work? Cause I've hired escorts with my ex, but I didn't call any of them. He was the one that had all the connections.
Yeah.
So how do you like even get a hold of an escort?
I primarily used an agent, mm-hmm. but you can host on like some sites, even though a lot of sites have been taken down, like Backpage
right,
and stuff
like
that.
Right, that's what I thought, yeah.
But there are some, so you can do it there, or you just have an agent and people contact them.
The agent?
Way. Yeah.
Wow, okay, and then you don't do that anymore?
On occasion.
You can?
Yeah.
So like if someone DM'd you and was like, I'll pay you fucking whatever amount of money how much is it?
Well, I guess it depends on the situation.
Okay.
So like, are we just like going to a movie?
Or oh,
like,
wow. You
are
can
we
do that?
Fucking?
Like, yeah. Like, am I having spaghetti with you or, yeah. or am I taking your spaghetti?
Yeah. Cause I mean, people want different things. You yeah. know? Sometimes people just, I know it sounds lame, but there have been plenty of times where I've shown up thinking I'm going to have sex with somebody and they just like want to talk.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, this is great.
Have you ever been scared? Like, were you ever in a situation where you were like, oh, like this isn't safe or I need to get out of here? Or like, what if the guy is really ugly? What do you do? Cause some, like the people that are paying for it a lot of the time.
There's a reason.
I can do yeah. a lot of shit, but like the escorting is where I draw the line. Cause I cannot fuck with people. I can't keep a straight face. I can't like try to be cool.
I just,
if someone's not attractive, you're just like,
I like how quick it is and how it's like so transactional, you know,
yeah,
like in and out.
Yes.
Get your money instead of like being on, you know, a porn set all day.
Yeah.
So that can be cool and you can meet some cool people. You really can. But there definitely are some people who are not attractive. And like, I'm okay with that.
Aw, you're
like,
so nice. You're like Jesus.
I'm providing a
she
service.
She really is. I always tell her she's a saint because yeah. she's like the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
People wouldn't know it, but.
Yeah, I know.
You are so sweet.
Thank you. Aww.
But she's yeah. like a little caregiver. She like
I
likes
love
to
that.
Yeah, there have been like, I've had a client that was like partially disabled. Aww. And like when he climaxed, his like foot would cramp. So I'm like, I would be there to like rub his feet at the same time. So it was like, you know, everyone has their own needs and it's okay.
I totally could see that. Like, that's the thing I kind of get it for like people who are like are in wheelchairs or people who are like, you know, yeah. whatever, like they, you know, everyone needs love. But yeah, like I personally would like if someone wasn't super hot or at least cute, I just wouldn't be, I'd be like, I just couldn't do it. Like,
yeah.
so you're such a, like, you're like Mother Teresa escorting.
Thank you.
So what do the, and then tell me, obviously, if you don't want to share any of this, but like, what does someone normally charge for that? Like, what would you normally charge?
I mean,
like you said, it depends on what it is. So what if they say, I want to just have dinner with you? How much is it?
If it's like an hour or two.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would depend on the length of time.
Yeah.
It'd be like a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For dinner.
Yeah.
And then having sex is probably like $10,000.
It wouldn't be that much.
Okay.
Just add a couple thousand onto
it. Just a couple thousand.
Yeah.
And so would these people be wealthy people or would they be people that have saved up their whole fucking life for this one time?
Both.
Totally both. Celebrities wow. to
celebrities, yeah.
Savers.
To people that are like, I just finished
they
saving
got, like,
all my money.
Their last dollar in hand.
Like, they work at like Geico. They're yeah. like, fuck, I get 30K a year. It's all going to you, baby.
Yeah. It's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So then you've said celebrities too.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, obviously you can't say names obviously, but
right.
so there is celebrities that have, you've gotten calls and it's been a celebrity.
Yes.
I think for a lot of celebrities, it's a total convenience thing because like, how yeah. scary is it to invite a girl off of Instagram?
So scary.
Fucking
that they're going to film and fucking expose you.
Yeah.
yeah.
All of it. So I
why
mean,
not hire a professional?
Exactly. Yeah. Confidential.
It's convenience,
at least.
Guys. See? So is it like is it celebrities that we would think of that we would go, oh, that's someone that I would think would do that? Or is it sometimes celebrities where you're like, I would never think that they would do that?
There's one celebrity fan of me that I was like,
I'll
tell you later. It's
okay, you
funny.
Can tell me off camera, but
yeah.
That's so shocking.
Of, you wouldn't expect.
Funny.
Yeah.
So random, right?
Yeah.
See, and I kind of get that too, because it is a really scary time for famous people too, because, you know, sometimes they're into kinky shit and you can't just do kinky shit with regular people, because sometimes people have hidden agendas and they're going to try to like extort you or whatever, you know.
And you're just busy all day, like on set or whatever you're doing. You don't have fucking time, but you still want to like get off.
I know. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it's a business, right?
Yeah.
It's a business. It's a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. I love it. You guys are amazing. Thank you. This has been like the most informative,
so
open
glad.
Conversation. Yeah. And it's been so nice to talk to people that aren't like closed-minded.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because I've even had people that don't even do porn on my podcast. They're like, can you cut that out? I said vagina too many times. Or can you cut that out? I told a weird story. Like,
no.
You guys are so cool.
Thank you.
Okay, before we go, when did you decide to slit your tongue?
Oh,
so cool.
I did that a couple years ago.
Did you do it yourself?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
You're like, Nikki, get the scissors, Nikki. I'm losing it. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
So
no.
You went to a professional? How do they do that? They just grab your tongue with some, what is it, clamps?
It's, yeah, clamps and, not clamps. Somebody holds it.
Somebody else holds it?
Holds the tongue. Yeah. And then he uses a scalpel.
A scalpel like a doctor?
Yeah, like a doctor.
And then they stitch up each side?
Yes.
And how swollen does that shit get?
I can't even put it into words how painful and how swollen it was. Like, it
such
takes up your whole mouth. You drool, like stringy drool, like bloody drool everywhere. I had to like wear like
a bib?
Like the puppy pee pads. On my neck.
For how long?
5 fucking days. I swear to God. I had to get like applesauce, like baby food and shit in a pouch.
Sweet wife.
Squirt it down her throat while I also bought like street morphine and I'm like chucking them down her throat. So
what
she's
made
not,
you
like,
do this to yourself?
I had just seen pictures online and like ever since I was younger, I just wanted it. And I don't think I realized what went into it.
You're like, I'm gonna be a snake.
Yeah, snake.
Look at snake. I want to be a snake, a slippery snake. Stick it out. Let's look at it. Come on. Oh my God. She's doing. It moves different ways.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's cool. I mean,
wow.
I would never do it again because it hurts so bad.
If you had to go back, you wouldn't.
No, fuck no.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Because
I was noticing it the whole time, but really? Like. Fuck, that's so gnarly.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, guys, we have made it an hour. This has been an incredible time. Make sure to follow Lee Raven X on Instagram. Nikki,
Nikki Hearts X.
Nikki Hearts, is it XX or 1X? And it's Hearts with a Z.
S.
Okay.
Hearts.
Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Hearts with an S, X.
Yes.
Lee Raven, L-E-I-G-H-R-A-V-E-N. X.
Yes.
Wow. Both of you are awesome.
Thank you.
Make sure to follow them. Subscribe to their OnlyFans.
Yes.
Do you have separate ones or one together?
Separate ones.
Oh my God. Subscribe to both. Hello.
Yes.
And make sure to stay tuned. If you guys have any questions for them, put it in the comments. And I would love to have you back on. I know you guys live in Vegas.
I would love that.
Maybe I'll come to Vegas.
Yes.
Leave questions and comments. Thank you so much for being here. And
thank
guys,
you.
Stay tuned next week for another episode of
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.